Called to Love. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about being called to love. What are you called to? We as followers and disciples of Christ are called to love. God's children are called to love God first with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus Christ of Nazareth gave his disciples a new commandment to love one another, even as Jesus loved them. They should love one another. By this all men will know that they are his disciples because they love one another. How do people recognize we are followers of Christ? By our love for others who follow Christ. We are called to love. This past year, I experienced a serious injury, and I couldn't drive or get about. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ reached out in love. They visited with me, prayed for me, brought groceries and dinners, took me to doctor's appointments in church, and they poured out their love upon me. They demonstrated the love of God to me. I was so thankful for this gift of love and could not imagine what I would have done without their acts of love in my life. Yes, they truly ministered love and compassion to me. They put love in action by serving and helping me when I needed it most. Their gift of sharing God's love helped bring healing. That is what we are called to as followers of Christ. When Christ gave this commandment to his disciples to love one another, he demonstrated his love for them through his action of washing their feet. He served them with love and acted with love, and then told them to serve one another with love. So what is love and what is not love? All we need to reference is 1 Corinthians 13, and we will know. 1 Corinthians, the New American Standard Version, states, "If I speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so I could remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give away all my possessions to charity, and if I surrender my body so that I may have glory, but do not have love, it does me no good. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act disgracefully. It does not seek its own benefit. It is not provoked. Does not keep an account of a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away with. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Dear friend, you have just heard about the characteristics of a loving child of God and characteristics of an unloving person. As children of God, we are called to show the character of our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, God, is love. If you don't know God loves you deeply, you don't know the character of God. If you claim to be a child of God and do not demonstrate love, you are not showing forth the characteristics of a child of God. 1 John 4:20 through 21 states, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. We can know that God is love. That is God's character. And we know more about God's character because 1 John 7-21 and 1 John 5:1-4 state, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. Whoever believes that Jesus, the Christ, is born of God, and whoever loves the Father, loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Dear one, we are called to love one another because love is of God. Are you struggling today with loving someone? Perhaps a family member, your husband or wife, another follower of Christ, your employer or your employee, a coworker or a friend. We struggle with loving when our hearts are filled with unforgiveness. We need the love of God to move on our hearts and initiate forgiveness toward one another. Just as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us, so too we must forgive. Join me as we pray and ask the Lord to speak and move in our hearts with forgiveness and love. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me for my faults and hidden sin. Move within my heart and set me free from the bondage of unforgiveness. Dear Lord, loose your power in my life. Let the blood of Jesus cover every sin and unforgiving thought toward my brother or anyone else that has hurt or wronged me in any way. Give me the heart of God so that I can love and forgive those in my life. Dear Lord, you called us to love you first with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love others as ourselves. Father, give us your Holy Spirit and the capacity to be like you and to love. Father, you have called us to love. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name, and may your kingdom come, Father, and your will be done. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience truth about God's love and sharing his love with others today. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail@HealingMomentsAbigailChristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide.